This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 5th, 2010, Gillette Stadium. I'm pulling myself away from my new BlackBerry just long enough to do a Patriots.com roster report. Good friend Paul Perillo alongside. I'm Andy Hart.
Associate,
co-worker. Screw you.
At best.
Lot of news this week, Paul Perillo. Lot of news. And we're going to start with the biggest news. Tipping the scales at well over 300 pounds. Pro Bowl left guard Logan Mankins. Showed up on Tuesday, signed his somewhat reduced RFA tender, took to the podium on Wednesday, met with the media, and by Thursday and Friday had practiced a couple times and was, you know, laughing it up with his teammates in the locker room. I thought the most interesting news to come out of the week was that he had remained in the New England area the entire time, kind of joked about the fact that all these reports that he was in California. He said, "I've been here all the time since April." Having lunch, dinner, golfing with the pals, stayed in contact with everyone, and had given his teammates a heads up that he was coming back this week, which he could have waited a little bit longer, but said, I'm by no means early, I'm 8 weeks late. So, Paul, as it pertains to the roster, right now the Patriots have an exemption, but I asked Bill Belichick earlier today at his press conference about Logan Mankins, how he looked out there. I said he looked like he was in pretty good condition, got a ways to go, but looked pretty good, and said day-to-day, certainly left the door open for the possibility that he could join the team as early as Sunday in Cleveland. Do you expect that to happen?
I don't. I don't expect him to be on the field in Cleveland. However, it is nice to have the All-Pro back.
Second team All-Pro.
Okay. I was waiting.
He's a Pro Bowler, two-time.
I wouldn't rule it out. In what Belichick said to you in the press conference today is pretty similar to what Logan said to me yesterday.
Right.
When I asked him about how the initial practice went and how he felt, sort of getting back into the thing. Because he said he had been training a lot, but we all know that's a lot different than putting pads on and a helmet and hitting. And he said he did get a chance to take some reps in that Thursday practice and, that Wednesday practice. And then I'm sure he did the same thing yesterday and today as we speak. Actually, they're probably still out in the field, no? Oh, no, they're done now.
Wrapping
they're done
it up.
Now. I would be surprised, however, to see him in the lineup on Sunday in Cleveland, but I would be just as surprised to not see him the following week in Pittsburgh. I think it's just a couple of days that Belichick wants to make sure he has got that, you know, the initial soreness from coming back out of his system. He's fully healthy, ready to go. We know he knows what he's doing. He knows the system, knows the assignments. You got to put your best players in the field.
Understanding that. Any feeling of wanting him to get back in the mix against, A, the Browns, who are a lesser defense, obviously, than the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they throw a lot at you. There's some similarity. It's a 3-4 front where they'll throw a lot at you.
That's the word.
Pittsburgh is clearly going to be a big game where, you know, one missed assignment by your, say, I don't know, left guard could get your quarterback killed.
I understand that.
Any chance to get the rust off in Cleveland so that he's more ready to go against Pittsburgh?
Do you think Bill thinks that way?
I don't know.
I don't.
I personally don't believe Bill and I share a lot of thoughts that are similar, so I won't pretend to crawl into his mind.
No, but I don't think that Bill looks at it in terms of this is a game that I can get him back and sort of get him up to speed on, and then next week is a bigger test, so I want to make sure he's not coming in there cold on that
one.
But
it is.
I don't think he looks at it
that
way.
The Steelers rush you from so many angles.
When he's ready to play, I think he will play. And that's the way Bill will go about it. It's just like we've seen so many times.
Between game speed and practice speed.
I agree.
But the game speed against the Steelers will be speedy.
Okay. That's another Andyism, but, I mean, game speed is going to be just as speedy against
Cleveland.
Oh, no. Just different players.
I beg to differ. I think Jerome Harrison comes quicker than Scott Fujita.
James Harrison.
James, too.
That's okay.
Lamar Woodley comes quicker than Matt Roth.
Maybe he will, but maybe
Lawrence Timmons comes quicker than...
Maybe Marcus Bernard comes quicker than all of those guys.
No.
I don't know. I'm just... My point being
Are you
that
saying Jerome Harrison is... I mean, James Harrison is
James
not
Harrison
better.
Is a terrific player, yes.
That's my
he's
point.
Better, yeah.
Okay, Troy Polamalu's not going to come quicker than Eric Wright.
What's the deal with you talking about guys coming quicker than other guys?
Relax. This is not PFW in progress. This is all a right. Serious football discussion on a Patriots.com Roster Report podcast.
This is a critically acclaimed podcast.
You
this
yet
is,
again proving you're not quite ready.
This is not some underground, you know, fill-in show that you are a part of over there.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
Yeah, he's trying to just drag us down.
I feel like Bill, it's just like with injuries, you know. Did you want to get him back out there on a dry field? And you know,
well,
no,
that's
you know,
a little.
I think that he when Mankins is ready to come back, he will be back, regardless of opponent. That's how I look
but
at
I think
it.
He's ready right now. It's how ready.
Well,
he could compete on an NFL football field on
if
Sunday.
If that's how, you're right. I think.
You don't
if,
think he could compete? He needs a week more to
I know
compete.
He, I know he could compete.
So
is
then
he
he's
ready?
Ready.
Is he ready?
Yeah, he can compete. What you do you know, mean by ready?
If Bill thinks he's ready, he'll play Sunday. I'm not going to be
well,
stunned
what is
if he
ready?
Play.
It's a serious question. What is ready?
But I've answered it like six times. I mean,
what?
You just keep saying, what is ready?
That's my question.
I mean, you're asking to define something that's impossible to define.
Exactly. That's why
if
I think
Bill
he
thinks
be out
he's
there
ready, he'll be on, out there on Sunday.
He
if he doesn't, he won't.
Otherwise, I think he could.
I don't think it has
struggle.
Anything to do with opponent. That's all I'm saying. That's
see,
what we disagree. That's all.
I think your first snap should not come against the best defense in football or one of them and a team that puts immense pressure from a variety of angles at a high rate of speed. I think he could have his head spinning, and that's not good for Tom Brady.
So you hold him out an additional week if he's not ready the second week?
No, I play him against Cleveland.
Even if he's not ready?
Well, you just said he's ready.
I don't know if he's ready.
What
I said,
is when, ready?
I said when Bill thinks he's ready, he'll be on the field.
He's ready.
This is
he's
this
not
is
hurt.
This is not PSW
he's fine.
Progress.
If he's fine. He's ready. There's no doubt in my mind he's ready to compete on an NFL football field.
All I said
will
was,
he be
I
at
think,
his best, his second team All-Pro best? No, he might not be. But I'd rather he be closer to that in Pittsburgh.
But all I was saying was I think Bill would like to make sure that those first few days, the initial soreness of coming back.
No question.
The aches and pains. Darrell Revis, for example, we talked a lot about in the preseason. He comes back and plays full bore his first game, pops a hammy. That,
little
I mean, I understand
but
that guards aren't running in space like cornerbacks, but that's what I'm talking about. If Bill feels comfortable that he is over that initial return and all the stuff, that he'll play Sunday. But I won't be surprised if he doesn't.
See, I just don't think you can do that.
The only thing you and I disagree on is you think the caliber of a punt. In other words, if they were playing Pittsburgh this week, he wouldn't play.
Oh, I don't know
about that.
According
to you.
I don't know about that, but I have the opportunity to have him more ready
for Pittsburgh. I don't think the opponent has anything to do with it. That's the only thing that
I
disagree with you about. Everything else you're saying, I agree with.
I think you need to be at your best to face the Steelers, or you could get
embarrassed. Of course you do, but you don't have that luxury all the time of being at your best.
You have a closer to that luxury by getting him back on a game field.
You can't control something like being at your best.
But Bill Belichick controls when he plays, how many reps he has before the first snap against the Steelers.
And if he's ready to play, he'll play.
Wow. So Cleveland's like a warm-up.
That's the way Andy's looking at it. Yeah,
Logan
I don't think Bill looks at it.
There's no one on that defensive front that compares to five players on the Steelers.
And then the following week you have Freeney and Mathis too, so it's going to be a
heck
of a 2 weeks.
But I don't think anything he does, he's not going to be not sore after his first game.
You know
if it comes against Pittsburgh, he's going to be ridiculously sore on the Monday after Pittsburgh.
I'm talking about
if it comes
being
against
sore
the Browns,
going into the
he's
game.
He's going to be ridiculously sore. He's going to be sore though at some point.
And less than you know, less than his best going into the game, and not
he's
going to
be less than his best,
playing
no matter
at his
what.
Best physically, not at his best.
Right, he's going to be that either
that's
way.
All I'm,
you don't make up 8 weeks without you know by just an extra week of practice and then going against the Steelers. So I'd throw him to the Wolves, get you on game speed, get you ready, so you don't get my quarterback hurt against Pittsburgh Steelers.
So he can't get his quarterback hurt against the Cleveland Browns then.
Well, he could, but it's less likely.
Why?
Because the Browns stink.
Okay.
We want to get that out there.
That's a fair point.
There's no. I could pick if we were drafting franchise, you know, expansion draft. I would take 5, 6, 7 guys on the Pittsburgh Steelers before I took a single guy on the Cleveland Browns defense. Literally,
probably more than that. I'm not arguing with you on the caliber of defense.
To me, that's a JV squad. That's a warm up. That's getting the guy back out there.
Because Cleveland's not as good as Pittsburgh, it represents a JV squad.
Yes, warm up.
What does the Patriots represent? Freshmen?
For who?
In this the Patriots defense in this equation, where do they?
Well, I think the.
I don't understand.
When does Logan Mankins have to block Vince Wilfork and Gerard
I don't even
Mayo?
Know what we're talking about anymore. We've
all you
so
keep saying is
track.
When he's ready, he's going to play, and I'm trying to get you to define ready, and you can't. That's
right.
Why I'm saying he won't
and
be
all I'm trying
ready
to say
either
to you,
time.
You ask him for my opinion. It's different than yours. All I'm trying to say to you is I don't think the opponent will have anything to do with Bill Belichick's decision.
Okay.
So am I right?
I think that's a poor decision.
I don't know.
I think that's a poor decision.
I don't know if I'm
part.
Right. That's just my opinion.
I don't think
opinion.
That's in the best interest of his football team.
I don't think Bill looks at the opponent in terms of whether or not a guy's ready to play. That's all
I don't
saying.
Know how you can't. I don't know how you can't say Casey Hampton is better. James Harrison is better. It's not X's and O's on a board. It's Logan Mankins and his skills versus another guy's skills.
I don't understand why those two things are connected. I think anybody who ever watched football would say Casey Hampton and those guys, they're better.
Right.
Anybody would say
so
that.
So you wouldn't want Logan Mankins' first snap after a year-long hiatus to come against lesser competition?
Not if he wasn't ready for it.
What is going to make him ready between now and next week? What exactly?
Bill will make that determination.
I just don't understand the logic. Unless he's flat-out hurt.
So you're saying that if Pittsburgh was this week, you wouldn't be playing him
because
you don't
not.
Want his first snap to be against Pittsburgh.
Probably not.
That's the only thing I'm disagreeing with you
probably
about.
Not.
Everything else you're saying, I'm on board with.
Because I would want that little bit of a warm-up, a preseason game, whatever you want to call it.
I just don't think the opponent has anything to do with it. I think that it's what Bill feels like Logan Mankins is ready to do.
I think that's flawed if that's how Bill's thinking. And color me concerned if that's how he thinks about it.
Well, I'm not concerned at all.
I think that's flawed.
I'm not concerned.
If you don't
about
actually look at matchups and who a guy has to block and how that's
as opposed
pertain,
to whether or not the guy's ready to block anybody?
What makes him not ready? That's
I
what
don't
no one
know,
can explain
but Bill
to
will
me.
Make that determination. If he plays, then he made the determination that he felt like he was ready to play at an NFL level. That's all I'm saying.
Or maybe he made the determination that he wants him to get some snaps in before he faces the best defense in football.
Listen, that might be that might happen too. And don't discount, by the way, don't discount he's active this week, but doesn't play wire to wire, doesn't start.
Sure.
Maybe even.
Sure.
He just wants to get, as you said, some snaps in to knock off the rust.
Sure.
That might be, that might be his plan of attack,
the one
too.
The downside but there my, is you need to make a roster
only,
move.
My only point about that is he'd be doing that if it were Pittsburgh, too. Just if he's going to do it against Cleveland, I think he would have done it against Pittsburgh. You disagree with that?
I do, because I don't think all things are never equal. And this is a great case where the defenses couldn't be further apart, in my opinion, in terms of individual talent.
I'm not arguing
the stress
with you
on offensive line.
The caliber of
units. So I thought Bill took every decision on a case-by-case basis. To me, the Cleveland Browns
and
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, but the case
Steelers
to me is Logan Mankins, not the opponent. That's the case-by-case that I think
that's
he
what I don't
but
really
anyway,
understand.
What else do we have for roster
need to clarify, they would need to make a roster move were he to play, that he's on an exemption, so they would have to cut, IR, trade,
and that's official,
whatever.
By the way, 2 weeks? They have a two-week exemption?
I don't know that to be true.
Good that we checked that.
I don't know.
Because I hadn't read that anywhere.
What, that they have a two-year exemption?
Two-week exemption. Except for in our paper, which is about to be printed.
Yeah, you guys talked about it on PFW.
We talked that it might happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Other moves this week regarding the practice squad. Lots of movement there. Obviously, they entered the week with an open spot, and they actually opened up another spot when wide receiver Darnell Jenkins, Eric likes to call him Nuke, was placed on the practice squad injured list. And they added quarterback Jonathan Crompton, rookie out of Tennessee. He is 6'3", 222 pounds, was actually a fifth-round pick of the Chargers last April. And they also added Lorenzo Washington, defensive lineman out of Alabama. 6'4", 296 pounds. Was a rookie free agent with the Cowboys. But the most important part of that description was out of Alabama.
Nick Saban.
Makes him, Brandon Dedrick-like, ready to play if they need him in a pinch. Although they have a lot of healthy defensive linemen right now that are all playing. So that's a good sign.
It's a typical Belichick move, though.
Now, word out of New Orleans via word out of Foxborough. A report in the NewOrleans.com from Paul's old friend, Brian Ali Walsh of 90210, says that Pierre Thomas was apparently close to being traded to the New England Patriots just prior to the October 19th trading deadline for a cornerback, Paul. Talks apparently broke down when the Patriots wanted the Saints to throw in a draft pick. You and I discussed this off-air and speculated some of the names that would have to be thought of there are Terrence Wheatley, who is healthy but now a healthy scratch, and Darius Butler, who's healthy but really doesn't play anymore after starting the season as a starter. Pierre Thomas has an injured left ankle. What do you make of this? On both sides, sending a cornerback and acquiring a running back.
Obviously it's interesting because anytime you see the Patriots involved in rumors like that, we don't hear a lot of that coming out of Foxborough.
But this was word out of Foxborough.
Yeah. Evidently the source for the gentleman who wrote the story came from Foxborough, evidently. But I think the running back makes a lot of sense, Andy. Fred Taylor's been out, I think, 4 weeks now. Clearly, that toe is not getting much better. He did not practice again this week.
So do you believe this move would have had Fred Taylor go to IR? Had they made a trade?
Well, not if it was for a cornerback. They wouldn't have had to do that. Right?
So we would have just kept with the that's what I'm confused. I don't get the bodies in the backfield and with this addition. You know, Sammy Morris, is he still irrelevant? Is this guy flat out filling the Lawrence Maroney role?
I think Pierre Thomas.
Because we all thought it was kind of weird. They started the year with plenty of running backs.
Five.
People didn't know. Right, but plenty. That's a lot of running backs in NFL circles.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about just about the number. You had a lot of backs. So you could afford to trade one and not really need to add one. Was this before they thought Ben Jarvis Green Ellis was capable of carrying a load, even though he already had at that point? But, I mean, what's the motivation here for this move?
I think just depth. And clearly, Simi Morris isn't the answer for what they're looking for. Otherwise,
right.
he would have gotten some
right.
opportunities in the last month that he hasn't. Fred Taylor isn't getting any better. And maybe they have some doubts that you and I have about Ben Jarvis Green Ellis' ability to hold up. And don't forget, that was before, because this was the trading deadline.
Right, October 19th.
So that was October 19th. That was before what I felt was far and away the best flash that Green Ellis has had, and that was the fourth quarter on Sunday against Minnesota on Halloween. That was clearly far and away, in my opinion, the 71-yard fourth quarter was the best he's ever looked.
But he had already had the 98
he's
and the 76.
He's had some nice games. He's had some nice games, but I'm wondering if they felt, you know, how long are we going to go with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis as the guy carrying our bacon here? Pierre Thomas is a pretty solid guy, a versatile guy. Maybe they thought they were going to, you know, well, it would be par for the course for the Patriots running back. I kid, of course. He's a pretty versatile guy who's been productive for a playoff team, you know, and made big plays in big games. So I can understand
that. But this discussion
is a bit moot.
And I
also agree with your speculation of Terrence Wheatley. With a lesser chance of maybe Darius Butler, but I think Terrence Wheatley would have been the guy. And evidently they held out because they were looking for a draft pick as well.
See, I think it might have been Darius Butler because of the draft pick.
It could have been Darius Butler.
Really, Pierre Thomas? You're trading Terrence Wheatley, who's done nothing in the NFL, for Pierre Thomas, and you think the other team needs to throw something in?
Yeah, you're right.
Whereas me, Butler, he was starting as late as 6 weeks ago. He's a second-round pick last year, great athlete. To me, he would be the guy you might say, throw in a draft pick.
Maybe he's one of those cover two corners.
Randall
Darius Butler, they figure he's more than that. I don't know.
Just interesting. But as I said, the point is moot because the trade never went through.
Happen.
Nothing ever happened. Now let's take a quick look at the injury report before we wrap up this long podcast, thanks to Paul being very argumentative today. He's not trying to argue. He just does it. That's what he does. Gerard
What's ready?
Page and
What's
Fred
ready?
Taylor. Did not practice all week, so I'm assuming they're going to be out yet again on the late Friday injury report. Interesting addition to the practice report from today, courtesy of Eric Scalavino and others. Tully Bantakane was not on the field, Paul. A bit concerning, given the relative lack of depth at outside linebacker. He's been in the reserve role behind Ninkovich and Cunningham. Would that concern you if Tully Bantakane is indeed dinged up?
Listen, if something were to happen to Rob Ninkovich, I would be majorly concerned, but, you know, Tully Bantakane?
Your $6 million linebacker is okay to miss?
I don't know why he wasn't at practice. Yeah, I mean, initially, you know, like I think last week, Branch was injured in practice.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
And that was clearly something I thought affected him in the game.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Sure.
He limped out of bounds.
Right. Sure, that could be something to keep an eye on. Now, we'll find out when the report comes out. Maybe Bantakane was like Aaron Hernandez earlier in the week, and it was non-injury related.
He didn't know where he was.
Yeah, he didn't know where he was.
Aaron Hernandez on Wednesday missed practice, not injury related. He was back out there yesterday. In the limited participation category this week, Deion Branch, Patrick Chung, Matthew Slater. Obviously, Branch played last week, but was clearly hindered by the hamstring. Patrick Chung was not able to go, although he did warm up pregame. Be interesting to see if he can get back out there against the Browns. Clearly stopping the run this week. Peyton Hillis, big body at the line of scrimmage, physical style, and nice physical safety like Chung would be good to get back out there, especially as you prepare for a big matchup against the Steelers, this being a JV game and all that they're playing in Cleveland this week.
I don't even know why Cleveland's going to bother to show up.
On the Cleveland side of the ball, it looks like Colt McCoy is going to be the starting
quarterback. Do they have the hash marks further apart at Cleveland Brown Stadium college game?
They do, actually.
Okay. That might be an adjustment.
And Sean Rogers was limited participation yesterday. Their big defensive lineman, Matt Roth, Perillo and Hart favorite at outside linebacker. Limited hamstring. Alex Smith, a short-lived Patriot, tight end, limited with an ankle. But they, aside from the quarterback position, relatively healthy.
Aside from the three quarterbacks that have missed time.
Colt McCoy looks like he's going to get the start.
Yep.
young quarterback for this young secondary that's budding, making plays. We'll see how they handle the road trip, and they handle the challenge of potentially a trap game, looking ahead to Pittsburgh as I am, and Indianapolis on the horizon as the best team in football. How do young players like Cunningham, Hernandez, McCourty deal with the trappings of success?
A game that they're supposed to win.
Not only win, but should win.
Handily.
Handily. Pretty easily. But that's going to do it. Logan Mankins back in Foxborough. Apparently he was in the area all the time. Back on the practice field, shaking off the rust, getting ready for return to the lineup. Could be Sunday, could be next week, but it'll be soon. And the Patriots made some additions to the practice squad. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. That's going to do it. We leave you with Katy Perry. And I say, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.